Okay, so first of all, talk about the performance of your team today.
Well, overall, from top to bottom, I think everyone performed at the highest level. Very rarely do you get every single boat performing at their, you know, their peak of their performance, and I think the guys did that. Super proud of the fours and the freshman eight. I think the freshman eight, just watching them go through their maturation over the year has been pretty inspiring, and I know they've got a lot more to go, and that's really exciting for the future for the varsity team to have some guys who gained some momentum today and finally had their breakout performance and are going to go to the next step next year. The second varsity has kind of been, I'd say, the heart and soul of the team. They've been just outstanding all year, and they finished it off right. That was really exciting to me. Just talking to Hannes and the guys in the boat, they just brought a lot of power and a lot of emotion to it, and I think they had a great race. And of course, finishing off with the varsity, winning the last race makes everyone, you know, able to enjoy what they did that day. It's obviously the flagship of the program, and they nailed this piece from stroke one to the last stroke. Super proud of the ability for them to handle the pressure of the day and get their best performance. And it's just the coaching staff. It's been working really hard, and they did, you know, Mark Weber, Rick Gerst, and Luke McGee. I mean, Luke McGee, I think, gets the Coach of the Year award. Just really kept those guys hungry all year, and they had a great performance. So,
talk to me a little bit about this freshman class, because clearly this was they were overachievers today.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I think they do have a lot of future in them. I think that's what we thought when we recruited them. We saw in them that they were capable of doing it, and we believe they could do it. They just had to do it, and they had to believe themselves, and today they did it. And so I think from this point on, they'll know they'll be able to go to that next level when they really need to, and bring it every day. That kind of workout that they've brought in the last couple of weeks, and that kind of inspiration to their strokes they brought. So
it's
they were outstanding.
Yeah. It really is. It's a dream way to end your season like that. I mean, I know they didn't get the gold medal, but what if?
Yeah, for us, it was a victory.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
phenomenal performance.
And how close they pulled it up to a very, very strong California boat and also a very deep and good Harvard boat. And, you know, the Harvard boat they lost to in the semifinal and the Princeton boat they lost to in the heat to come back. And as Luke told them right before they went out, they'll have to row through people today, and they did. And that's hard to do, and they put it all together. They believed in each other, and they did it.
So Fred Schock talked about, with about 400 meters left in the race, or 500, that he could hear the guys in the varsity boat yelling or talking to each other. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I would say our vocal group usually is our second varsity. They're usually cheering it up during pieces, and I think our varsity all year during practices would just have to, like, be quiet, and we always – you know, they're always the silent ones just pounding away. But today, I think today was a release of over a year of work since the last IRA, and we really been focused on those last race. And I think, you know, there was an emotional outpouring, and I think they were just really in the moment. We really talked about being in the moment, trusting each other first and foremost, really enjoying what they were doing together and being loose and just being in that final and really loving that position they were in and embracing it. And they did it, and I think they were really reveling in it and having a lot of fun going fast, pulling hard, and being Huskies.
Yeah, boy, that's what it looked like. Fifth Ten Eyck trophy, what does that mean to you, and what does it mean to the program?
Well, at Washington, we value a very big, strong team, and we've always said that, you know, the fourth boat pushes the third, and the third the second, the second the first. And that's still here today. We proved it today. The whole team was together from day one, from practice. Everyone wears that same jersey, and we all represent the same thing, and that's excellence. And super proud of everybody. And a lot of guys didn't get a lot of races this year. This one was really important to a lot of people, and they brought it. So, and the Ten Eyck is, I mean, it's, to win that many in a row, too, it just shows the commitment from the athletic department and our alumni, you know, to help us be competitive at the highest level against some very other strong universities. We couldn't do it alone. We had to get some really great kids. We have to put them in the scenario where they can learn and develop over time. I think at Washington, we're doing a strong job of developing students from their freshman year to the senior year. We have, I don't know, maybe almost 14 seniors. juniors graduating this year, and that's a lot. And I think maybe 11 of them might have won gold medals today. And, you know, I just really feel strongly about the coaching staff, the job Luke's done and the job Rick did and Mark Weber developing these guys and getting them ready to race today.
Yeah, from top to bottom, really just a great group of guys this year. And so the other great group we have are our alums and our friends and our parents.
Just
a strong, strong group. And every year gets stronger. What would you say to the alums out there this year?
It's been amazing through my, I guess I've been here since 2004 as a freshman coach and then now as a varsity coach. But I think you're right. We've just been growing momentum in our community and our strength there. And I think that, you know, it's really the backbone of the program. They're the ones that are allowing us to reach these highest levels. I mean, we can't do it alone. We've been saying that, but everyone knows that. And every program that wants to reach the highest level has to have support, and that's, you know, that's anything from inspiration, like Mike Hess inspiring the freshman guys by giving them his Grand Challenge medal, telling them to get race fever in the last 2 weeks and that they could do it, to, you know, having the best boats out in the water for them to perform in. It's just everyone's stepping behind our guys and making sure they have an incredible student-athlete experience at the University of Washington, and that's what we stand for. And you know, the guys are doing it in the classroom and they're doing it on the water. I think we took 19 quizzes, final exams on Friday after the semifinals. Today they won multiple gold medals and one silver medal, and it was just an outstanding. I mean, these guys are bringing it everywhere in their life, and we couldn't be prouder of everybody.